10 games and hoops on a Wednesday night. Luka makes his return to Dallas. San Antonio wins a tight game, and we get a Jazz Blazers overtime game. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levi, fun debate to start the morning. What is game of the day to you? Well, there's three candidates.
Okay.
Portland, Utah went to overtime.
Yeah.
That's the pro. The con is it was Portland versus Utah. Spurs Golden State ended in a buzzer beater, but it was a meaningless win for the Spurs. And Lakers Dallas was a blowout, but by far the most emotional, significant, and like real, you know, real stakes for the Lakers, and just like a very meaningful win. So I think those are the three candidates.
I think it's definitely Lakers Mavericks. I think it's like was the biggest storyline from the season. I think it like culminates here at the end of the season. I think it's a big deal.
All right, so let's start with Lakers Mavericks. Lakers win 112-97. Luka returns home to Dallas. There's a lot of security. People are worried less about people being like, you remember when LeBron came back to Cleveland when he was on Miami? There was legit hate in the air. We're really mad at him. Now that existed, but for Nico. A lot of fire Nico chants, but only love for Luka. Every time he scored, everybody cheered, and they had plenty to cheer about because he scored 45 points. The tribute video was amazing, and Luka was in tears after, but I also like felt, I usually feel emotional watching tribute videos. I like felt it.
You saw a guy go from a 19-year-old into, what is he now, 26? Like he actually grew up there playing for this team. It's crazy.
And it was a lot of non-basketball highlights and just him being like cute and funny and like literally just a teenager. So it was a very emotional video. And yeah, this was the biggest trade of the season, biggest trade ever. And this was just a very significant game. First of many of his times back in Dallas.
And I appreciate the team's approach and the humility of this interaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Nico was weird about it after he was like asked about the trade, right? Like the most prideful people would be.
I was worried there wouldn't be a tribute video because of the way the front office has been talking about him. But no, they were signs saying, thank you, Luka. Everyone got a t-shirt saying thank you in Slovenian. Like they were good. They did it right. It was classy. It was emotional. And the Lakers get the win, which puts them, I guess we can do seeding at the end, but that was a big win, which puts them now a game ahead of everyone else with two games left.
Right. And a lot of the other teams that needed to win also lost tonight.
Correct. Let's do the seeding at the end though.
My question for you is let's try to give a few nickname suggestions for this team now, for the Lakers. I'm watching this team running up and down the court. They're basketball, the skill level is like really high. They're so fluid. That's what I'm trying to say. They're very, very fluid on offense. It's a lot of fun to watch. They had like Showtime Lakers, that kind of stuff. Like what are we thinking?
Sherlock Lakers, because their basketball IQ is so high.
I couldn't come up with a good suggestion for the name now. I was going to go more with if they lost in the playoffs in an embarrassing way, they'd be the Showtime Lakers. That was all I had.
That's why we did this. That's what that whole thing was for you to say photo. Like, no prep. I had to come up with Sherlock Lakers on top of my head. All for you to say Showtime Lakers. That's what this was
for. It's a fun thought experiment.
I love it. Next, Spurs beat the Warriors. Crazy win because the Spurs really did not need this win. Warriors desperately needed it for the playoff race. And Harrison Barnes, who was awesome in 2015 on this Warriors team. He made a three-pointer at the buzzer after he committed a foul moments earlier that could have cost his team the game. The Spurs stunned the Warriors 114-111. Draymond Green made two free throws with 3.1 seconds left to make it 111-111 after Barnes fouled him, like I mentioned. And then Harrison Barnes just let it fly over Jimmy Butler and was immediately swarmed by his teammates. It was great. I kind of like the Warriors, so it was hard for me, but it was a cool moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it was just a nice, it was a good game from them. But
yes. So the Jazz beat the, I'm going to combine these two games because the Jazz beat Portland in overtime and OKC beat Phoenix 125 to 112. No SGA, by the way. And Portland and Phoenix are now officially eliminated from playoff contention. They can't make the play-in. So I just, let's take a moment for Portland. They were like the, any other season, they may have been like this, you know, whoa, what's going on with Portland team? But like kind of what Detroit is now. Like, I wonder if Portland was in the East, would they be what Detroit is now? But just because of this Western, I think like a maybe what the Magic is now.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a, whoa, this is kind of fun here. They have this really, this young core, there's something here. But they, because of the packed Western Conference, they're just not, they just weren't able to do it this season. And the Suns, who should have been up there with all these other teams, that was completely disappointed this season. And both of them are now officially eliminated. The play-in is locked in for the West. We are going to have the Kings and the Mavericks in the 9 and 10 slot. They both have two more games, and the Kings are a game ahead. So in theory, could the Mavericks could be the 9 and the Kings could be the 10, but it doesn't really matter. Both of them are probably going to lose to the Thunder in 4. But yeah, this was a moment.
Who are you taking out of those two?
The Mavericks.
I think that's the call.
Because Anthony Davis is the best player in the series. While you look up Jamal Murray, Nuggets beat Kings 124 to 116. Jokic, another triple-double. 20-12-11. He's now getting some buzz for MVP. People are starting to be like, how do we not give this guy MVP? SGA is still the favorite, but he's just getting, you know, coming in night after night, stat line after stat line. Nuggets get their first win with their new coach. Christian Braun scored 25 points. Aaron Gordon, MPJ each at 21. And Denver ends their 4-game losing streak. They complete the series sweep against the Kings and prove that the whole issue with the whole time was just Mike Malone. Okay, next. Clippers destroy the Rockets 134-117, which really, really, a really big win. The Rockets were shorthanded, but Clippers have now won 6 in a row, and they're really starting to look like a scary playoff team. And now, I think let's just, with that transition, I don't feel the need so much to talk about this game. Would like to talk about seeding. So let's just run through the other games that were insignificant quickly. Chicago beat Miami 119-111. Toronto beat Charlotte 126-96. Philly beat Washington 122-103. Orlando beat Boston 96-76. Boston, just like this did seem alarming. Like this is like a WNBA score. Nobody on Boston played. Their starting five were Pritchard, Scheinerman, Cornette, Hauser, and Craig. Those are their starters. I don't even want to get into their bench. Like they started all five bench players. So not a game we need to talk about. Let's get into seeding. Okay, so Clippers and Nuggets win. Warriors lose. The seeding now is as follows. Thunder locked at 1. Rockets locked at 2. Lakers at 3 in pencil. They can still move. They're up 1 game on the Nuggets and Clippers. The Lakers play the Rockets and Blazers. And if the Rockets might be benching most of their players, we'll see. Nuggets have 2 more games. They're playing the Grizzlies and Rockets. And the Clippers have 2 more games. They're playing the Kings and Warriors. Okay. Anything could happen. Anything could happen. And then even with all that, the Grizzlies are half a game behind those guys. And the Warriors are half a game behind the Grizzlies. And the Timberwolves are now like in the 8th seed, like a game and a half behind the Nuggets and Clippers.
Did you say people yesterday were like, after the Timberwolves kind of collapsed, they were like, should we expect something, you know, a letter of firing for Chris Finch in 4 hours? Like, what's the deal?
That's really funny. So I'll tell you something interesting. The 7-8 play-in game in the West is going to be amazing. It's going to be either Nuggets, Clippers. Lakers clinched the playoff last night, by the way. Lakers can't now make the play-in. So the play-in is either going to be the Nuggets, Clippers, Grizzlies, Warriors, Timberwolves. Any one of those teams could beat each other in one night. So that's going to be a great play-in game. And then if you're the Thunder and you're like, hey, I just went 66-16, and now I get to play the Timberwolves in the first round, like, that stinks. That's going to be super interesting. Okay, that was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and for producing. I want to thank you for listening.